On today's Smart 7, UK child killer gets a life sentence, California devastation from Storm Hillary, and lots more. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of August. It's National Eat a Peach Day, and happy birthday, Kristen Wiig.
The Smart 7. It's news, but not the news.
Child killer Lucy Lepe has been given a whole life sentence for the murder of seven babies and the attempted murder of six more. The former nurse will never be released from prison, as the judge described her deep malevolence bordering on sadism. The 33-year-old is one of only three women alive to have been given such a jail term in the UK.
There was premeditation, calculation and cunning in your actions. The great majority of your victims suffered acute pain as a result of what you did to them. They all fought for survival. Some, sadly, struggled in vain and died.
Lepe refused to appear in court for the sentencing, which has led to a debate on whether offenders should be forced to appear for such events. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says it's disgraceful.
I think it's cowardly that people who commit such horrendous crimes do not face their victims. And we are looking at changing the law to make sure that that happens. And that's something that we'll bring forward in due course.
Meanwhile, discussion has begun about the government's non-statutory inquiry into the Lepe case, as caused comfort to be led by a judge to compel witnesses to give evidence. Children's Minister Claire Cotino says speed is more important.
Having a statutory inquiry means you can compel evidence, but a non-statutory inquiry is often much quicker. And I think the really important thing is that we get to those lessons learned.
Postmortems have taken place on two men who died in an Ironman endurance event in Yale on Sunday. Both men died in separate incidents during the sea swim part of the race. Named as 64-year-old Ivan Sittenden from Toronto in Canada and 45-year-old Brendan Wall, originally from Slane and Meath, was living in the UK. Gardaí have ruled out any investigation into the deaths in the County Cork seaside town. Despite reports of very strong currents and high waves, organisers of the Ironman event released a statement on Monday evening stressing that they carried out all standard safety checks and that it was safe for people to swim. Cork TD and Minister for Finance Michael McGrath says it's important that the full facts are established into what caused the men's deaths.
When two people lose their life in circumstances such as this, it is important that the full facts of what happened are established and that any questions that are being asked are comprehensively answered. So I've no doubt the organisers of the event will conduct a comprehensive investigation into what happened. Cork County Council is a lead sponsor of the event, and I've no doubt that they will want a full account of what happened as well.
The summer of climate extremes continues as this week catastrophic weather events hit North America. California experienced devastating flooding at the hands of Storm Hillary, as well as a 5.1 magnitude earthquake. Downgraded to a tropical storm by the time it hit land, Hillary still caused the heaviest hour of rain ever recorded in Palm Springs, and a state of emergency has been declared by California's governor. Thankfully, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said things aren't looking too bad.
This was a coordinated, collaborative approach, and reports thus far indicate that as of right now, there have not been any deaths or significant risk of injury.
Canada didn't escape the wild weather either, with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announcing he's sending the armed forces to British Columbia to deal with wildfires.
The federal government is continuing to step up. We're there with Canadian Armed Forces resources. We're active in coordinating with regional and local governments to make sure people are safe. But there's a lot more to do, and we're going to continue to stay focused on that.
Vladimir Zelensky has been on a whirlwind Baltic tour, including a visit to Denmark, where he made an address to the Danish Parliament. The Ukrainian president thanked Denmark and the Netherlands after they announced they would supply a number of F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine in what he called a historic pledge. He also warned that if Russia's invasion is successful, other parts of Europe would be at risk from the Kremlin's military aggression.
All of Russia's neighbors are under threat if Ukraine does not prevail. Democracies of the world, each of them can become a target.
Still to come on the Smart 7, Arsenal drama with a penalty and a red card, and Love Island US is a bit of us.
Right after this. Welcome back.
3,
Monday Night Football saw Arsenal travel to Crystal Palace as the second weekend of the Premier League saw Brighton sitting on top of the table. Mikel Arteta's side didn't have it easy against Palace and 76-year-old manager Roy Hodgson. The game was decided by a 53rd-minute penalty for Arsenal taken by Martin Odegaard, which gave them a 1-0 win. The Gunners, though, had to play almost 30 minutes with just 10 men after Arsenal's Tomiyasu sent off after two yellow cards. Manager Arteta was impressed by the way his side stuck together and got the 3 points to go third.
I love to win like this. I love, first of all, the way we played the first half and the situation that we create against a team that is so difficult. I think they were ranked first in terms of what they concede in open play, and we dominated the game. We conceded nothing.
Love comes in unexpected ways for Love Island US. The hit Brit dating show has blown up across the pond, where it's hosted by former Modern Family star Sarah Hyland, but now they've taken it a step further. The US version of Love Island has just seen a same-sex relationship blossom. ITV had previously said that a queer Love Island would be too logistically difficult, but it seems Love has found a way in the USA.
I kept looking at you, I kept wanting to talk to you, and so I was like, I'm low-key down. Not low-key, I am down. So.
Yeah. I like people that bring out a fun side in me. Yeah. And I feel fun when I'm with you. I feel comfortable when I'm with you. Mm. I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, those aren't, like, things that you find in people very often where you're like, you get to be somebody else when you're with them.
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage, Anne Hathaway and Marisa Tomei. Not the first names that might come to mind when you think of a rom-com, but the unusual cast make for an interesting watch in new movie She Came to Me. The film casts Dinklage as an opera composer named Stephen suffering from a serious case of writer's block and a sexless relationship with Hathaway's therapist character Patricia. It all gets a bit complicated when he has a one-night stand with Tomei's character, who is intense and a bit crazy. But not in a good way. It hit cinemas on September 29th.
Your tugboat captain came to see me.
I'm in love.
No, no!
Just admit that I had a magic effect on you.
My imagination came up with the story. My talent wrote the music. I mean, you don't kill men and eat them, do you?
Well, I haven't yet.
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes. We'll give you the world.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.